Mark, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Not a problem. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Mark, for our listeners who aren't familiar with you, give a little bit of a history about yourself and what you're doing now.
Well, I've been a politically active radio talk show host for about 30 years. A couple of years ago, decided that this country was in too much trouble to just be using it as material for shows anymore. And together with a group of people, we formed what ultimately became the Tea Party Express, which has been the actual implementation wing of the Tea Party. There are thousands of individual Tea Party groups and millions of individual Tea Partiers. But there are very few that are of the size and scope that could pull the national media that we knew we could pull. And we knew that the movement, if it were to have an effective, seemingly or close to unified voice, would have to have a national symbol. And we just kind of stepped in and filled that vacuum.
Now, the Tea Party Express, and we spoke with you many times as not only when you were in Michigan, but when you were traveling around the country. It's now underway. It's in St. Louis, Missouri. Any differences in that party now that you're not involved with it?
Not really. They've focused more on more now on specific races, and this was always kind of in the plan. The original broad plan was to first engage and then educate the electorate. We believed, and we began even before Barack Obama was elected. We figured he would be elected, and this country is about to take a very dangerous political direction. And we understood that was because the American people themselves had been so disengaged from their own government for so long that we set out on these speaking tours. And I ultimately spoke at more than 200 events in more than 200 cities. And as people became more and more engaged in their government and educated themselves as to how the system worked, they started looking for avenues to be effective. And we stepped in and we researched races. We made suggestions. We backed certain candidates. We continued with holding the pep rallies, the Tea Party Express rallies, which is happening now across country to keep people revved up in the last days before this election. But pretty much by the middle of this past spring, we had gotten to the point where the Tea Party movement was ripe for action, and we began to have a real effect at the polls.
All right. I want to talk about a story. Before we talk about the election, I want to give you an opportunity to address this. And I pulled this story off of the New York Daily News about why you were asked to be let go from the Tea Party Express as the leader. You were accused of saying some very unkind things about the president, as well as a Manhattan borough president. I know you were pretty strong in your conviction about the mosque near Ground Zero. Give us your side of that story.
Well, actually, I wasn't asked to leave. I after the last tour, and actually during the last tour in the spring, I went to Sal Russo, the political consultant who coordinates all this, and I told him that the title chairman was inappropriate for a lot of reasons, not the least of which was that I had stopped doing any of the duties that really would be associated normally with that title. Amy Kramer was the one who was spending all the time doing the lobbying in Washington and doing actual organizational work. I was doing less and less of that and more of media because I have other projects as well. So we reverted me back to just spokesman with the understanding that that would soon end because I was going to be taking the presidency of an organization called the Conservative Party USA, which is not so much a third party as it is an even more advanced action wing of the Tea Party movement, where we're seeking to unify all the various divergent conservative voices out there in into one unified voice, much as the Republican Party used to do. And in places like California, where it is literally a one-party state, where there is no Democrat Party, no Republican Party, excuse me, to speak of, aside from a few officials and a couple of kept elected officials, you know, we're looking to become the second party. And of course, along the way, among my projects were opposing the Ground Zero Mosque, which has now been renamed Park 51 to make it more palatable. And I continue to oppose that. And I labeled Mayor Bloomberg and Manhattan Borough President Scott Stringer, both of whom are Jewish and both of whom have no problem with a mosque being built in celebration of one of the most terrific terrorist incidents ever to happen. I labeled them Sonderkommando and Judenrats, and I stand behind that. And anyone who knows the history of Judaism and what those words mean, that's what those guys are. And I don't care what culture you're from. Those words mean the same thing in those cultures, and that's what those guys are. You don't stand by and support people who have killed your own people and then help them build a monument. And then I got into a little tiff, which really didn't accelerate, but it put the exclamation point on why I really needed to separate myself from the Tea Party Express, which is strictly a constitutional, an economic get government off my back kind of movement. So I got into a fight with the NAACP. A group that calls people colored had the absolute gall to call us racist. And then I wrote a very, very poorly done, which, by the way, and I'll explain in a second how I've done this, a very poorly done piece of satire, which was a letter from the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People telling President Lincoln that this particular group of colored people didn't like the idea of, you know, of emancipation for non-whites, and because they had voted, you know, for increased government dependency and condemnation of a movement that was trying to break the grip of government on our necks. And the letter was perceived widely as very racist, and on reread, I found it myself to be actually, on retrospect and with time behind me to think about it, horrifyingly insensitive. So I did reach out to and have a very long private conversation with Ben Jealous, the president of the NAACP, and we have agreed to meet at some point following the election and sit down and talk about it. But in order to prevent some of the fallout, I stepped away from the Tea Party Express at that point. The Tea Party Express was suffering quite a bit of the fallout from the exploitation of my lack of judgment. So I went to Sal and I said, "This is going to have to be it." And we all recognize that. So that's just the way you move on to the next thing.
You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS, and we're talking with Mark Williams. And, Mark, here we go again. Back in 2008, I heard all over the airways, everywhere I looked in the media, from people screaming that we needed change, and it was Democratic change. Now I hear from people we need Republican change, and we need Libertarian change, and Tea parties don't really care about what party you come from. I know that they want the Constitution followed when laws and government is involved with our lives. What do you look for on Tuesday?
Well, we've needed change for a very long time. I mean, we've needed the creeping role of government has by leaps and bounds been crippling our national spirit now for probably, depending on when you want to begin, you want to call the beginning of it the Roosevelt trust busting years or the next Roosevelt, you know, a New Deal or Kennedy's Great Society, whatever you want to call it, wherever you want to peg the beginning. At some point, it really, really did pick up a head of steam. So we've needed that change. What I expect to happen in the next week is I expect, for lack of a viable national alternative, I expect to see a large gain of Republican seats in both houses. I also expect to see, now this is where growing up in Red Sox Nation comes in handy, I also expect to see the Republican Party screw it up like you've never seen anything screwed up in your life. I know what it is to see the defeat snatched from the jaws of victory with one out to go in the final game of a World Series. And believe me, the Republican Party can blow it. Because the Republican, and they're working actively already. I mean, the Republican Party doesn't get the Tea Party. They want to just simply contain and control it and use it. The biggest obstacle obstacle we have faced on the Tea Party Express, and I have faced as a political activist in the last decade, more than decade, has been the Republican Party. Here in California, the Republican Party apparatus actively went out and sabotaged each and every conservative Republican candidate for every office in this state, except for one, a guy running against a guy named Paul Smith running against Doris Matsui. And what they've done to him is simply ignore him. No money, no help, no publicity. He's doing it himself with volunteers. He doesn't have a prayer, but he's being starved to death because he's a conservative Republican.
All right, Mark, we've got to get out of here. But for people who want to know more about you and where you're working, what you're doing, how do they get a hold of you?
Go to marktalk.com. If you take a look at my book, Taking Back America, coincidentally enough, about a third of the book deals with race and race relations, quite a bit about Islam, and I will tell you what's going on next to the Tea Party.
I'll be in touch. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.